You're listening to the News and Music program on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Continuing the program of contacting voters ahead of the mid-year session in 2023, yesterday afternoon, State Advance Secretary of Kansas City Party Committee, Chairman of Kansas City People's Council Phạm Văn Hiếu, and deputies of the City and Ninh Kiều District People's Councils contacted voters of An Phú, Tân An, and Xuân Khánh Wards. Voters proposed tackling the submersion on new routes that have been put into use but have not been connected to the sewer system. Consider the installation of dividers at the intersections of Hồng Phát residential area. The voters also proposed accelerating the construction progress of key projects of the city, including Kanta River Retaining Dike, upgrading sewers on 32 routes in Ninh Kiều Upper District, and arranging resettlement floors for households stricken by projects in the district. Also yesterday afternoon, deputies of Kanta City and Ninh Kiều District People's Councils contacted voters of three wards of An Nghiệp, An Hòa, and An Khánh. Voters of the aforementioned wards continue to reflect the inundation situation on some routes, shortcomings in the mandate for non-agricultural tax collection, and the adjustment of local plannings. Most of the opinions were clearly answered by deputies. For the inundation on routes in Ninh Kiều Upper District, Deputy Trần Việt Trường, also Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee, assigned leaders of Ninh Kiều to inspect the situation and make a grading plan as soon as possible. Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện, he just had a working session on the progress of preparing for the Vietnam-Japan Cultural and Trade Exchange Program in 2023 and the reception of the delegation from Nasu Siobara City. Communication of the program has been conducted since early June with banners, bunches, and projection of promotional films on LED screens having been installed at Lưu Hữu Phước Park. Preparations for opening, closing, investment, and trade promotion seminars for Japanese partners, seminars, cultural exchange spaces have ensured progress. Reportedly within the program, there will also be many other activities such as the cosplay cup costume competition, traditional instrument ensemble, đơn ca tài tử performances. This morning, leaders of Kansas City's Industry and Trade Department came to work with Kansas Petroleum Gas Limited Liability Company on the business production situation. The company could ensure a stable and good source of gas to fully meet market demand. Leaders of Kansas City Department of Industry and Trade asked the unit to pay attention to the lives of employees, ensure fire safety, and develop a store system to promote and introduce its genuine products. The online job transaction section in the Mekong Delta and Southeast regions in the second quarter of 2023, jointly held by Kansas City Employment Service Center and Branches and Cities, opened this morning. Participating in the job transaction were 266 recruitment units with over 17,000 vacant positions to be filled. Particularly at Kansas Employment Service Center, there are 42 enterprises participating in recruiting 180 job positions such as office staff, programmers, sales staff, interns, human resources staff, accountants, construction engineers, marketing staff, among others. Employees and students were given information about domestic and foreign job opportunities, instructed to register for job search and skills to contact employees through the internet and website Job Seekers. The Mekong Delta Industry and Trade Fair is taking place in Xuân Tô Industrial Park, Tân Binh Vũ, Tân Binh Thao, An Giang Province. This activity is within the National Program on Trade Promotion in 2023 to support businesses and cooperatives, expand consumption markets, and access the market of the Cambodian Kingdom. Facing a shortage of blood for treatment at Kansas City Hematology and Blood Transfusion Hospital, the National Institute of Hematology and Blood Transfusion has provided nearly 11,500 units of blood and 1,600 units of blood per week in the last 2 weeks to Kansas City Hematology and Blood Transfusion Hospital. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.